Exclusive, Mike Cernovich, DeSantis should not even bother running if Trump is arrested. By Robert Krajicek on March 20, 2023. Author and filmmaker Mike Cernovich said on Monday's edition of the Breitbart News Daily podcast that Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, should not run for the presidency in 2024 if former President Donald Trump is arrested, predicting that such an event would lead to a Democrat blowout victory. Marlowe said the left wants Trump to be the Republican presidential nominee for 2024 and intends to use an arrest of the former president as a catalyst to ensure Trump's victory in the GOP race for the party's presidential nomination. My take is it makes it more likely Trump will win a primary and less likely he will win a general, Marlowe assessed of a possible future arrest of Trump. I think that's been how the left has played this ever since he left office, to basically assure that Trump will be the nominee, and then assure that he will lose a general, because if Trump is the nominee then that gets all the anti-Trump vote out. And so then they don't even have to worry about a pro-Biden vote or whatever, because Trump's the nominee. That always feels like that's been the tactic for me. It seems like that's what's playing out. Cernovich replied, yeah, I agree with you 100%. Trump wins the primary in such a landslide, so I would hope DeSantis, who I'm quite fond of, wouldn't even bother running, because all he's going to do is get a bloody nose over nothing. He continued, Trump will win the primary, and then the other Democrats are going to come out to vote. If they see Trump as getting scalped, they're going to love it. Steady blood loss, and there will be a get-out-the-vote effort for the Democrats like you haven't seen. Widespread Democrat contempt for Trump would generate a Democrat victory in 2024 if Trump secures the Republican presidential nomination, Cernovich held. Watch, Ron DeSantis breaks silence on rumored Trump indictment. Democrats aren't high-propensity voters, necessarily, except when Trump's on the ballot, he remarked. That's why people go, how did Joe Biden get more votes than Obama? Because people hate Trump that much, I'm sorry. If you don't know anyone who hates Trump, then I would encourage you to please get out of whatever bubble you are in. He went on, I don't understand why people don't get it. Trump is the most hated president in our lifetime by far. And if you don't know people who hate him, then maybe you have bad social skills. And people are afraid to tell you because they think you'll get angry or something at them. Cernovich warned that if Trump is the GOP's presidential candidate, Democrats will win a blowout for the White House, U.S. House of Representatives, and possibly the U.S. Senate. But that's what will happen in 2024, and there'll be a record turnout of people who can't wait to dance on that guy's grave, Cernovich concluded. It will be a major Democrat get out the vote. We'll probably lose the House, and the Senate is supposed to be a better match for the Republicans in 2024, you might lose the Senate too. It'll be a complete blowout. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.